Ever so gently, he drifted back to sleep. Then the telephone rang. He looked at the clock. He'd slept for barely 10 minutes. Bad sign if they were calling him at that hour of the morning. He got up and answered the phone. "Hello? Bertie?" "I'm not... Everything's flooded, Bertie!" "Look, I... There was 100 rounds of fresh cheese in the storeroom, Bertie. Now they're under 6.5 feet of water." "Listen, to say nothing of the warehouse, Bertie." "Jesus fucking Christ, would you please listen to me for a second?" the inspector howled. "So you're not..." "No, I'm not Bertie. That's what I've been trying to tell you for the last half hour. You've got the wrong number." "So if you're not Bertino, then who is this?" "His twin brother." He slammed down the receiver and went back to bed, cursing the saints. An instant later, the telephone started ringing again. He jumped out of bed, roaring like a lion, grabbed the receiver, and yelling like a madman, said, "Fuck off, you, Bertino, and your 100 rounds of fresh cheese!" He hung up and unplugged the phone. He now felt so upset that the only solution was to take a nice long shower. As he was on his way to the bathroom, a strange little jingle could be heard coming from somewhere in the bedroom. And what could that be? Then he realized that it was the ringing of his cell phone, which he rarely used. He answered it. It was Fazio. "What is it?" he asked rudely. "Sorry, Chief, but I tried calling you on the landline, and some guy answered. I must have got the wrong number." So it was Fazio he'd told to fuck off. "You really must have, because I'd unplugged the phone," he lied in a confident, authoritative voice. "Of course. Well, the reason I'm disturbing you on your cell phone is there's been a murder." "How could you go wrong?" "Where?" "In the Pizzutello district." "Never heard of it." "Where's that?" "It's too complicated to explain, Chief. I've just sent Gallo with a car for you, and I'm on my way to Pizzutello. Oh, and put on some boots. Apparently the place is kind of a bog."
"Okay. See you in a bit."
He turned off the cell phone, plugged the landline back in, and managed to make it to the bathroom when he heard the phone ring. If it was the same guy looking for Bertino, he would get the address and then go and shoot the lot of them, including the fresh cheese.
"Chief, what, did I wake yous?" Cattarella asked apprehensively.
"No, I've been awake for a bit. What is it?"
"Chief, I wanted to tell yous that Gallo's squawk car wouldn't start, and there weren't no other cars available in a lot of cars for availability, and so much as they was unavailable because they was unmovable."
"What is that supposed to mean?"
"They're broke."
"And so?"
"And so Fazio ordained me to come and pick yous up in my car."
Yikes.
Cattarella wasn't exactly an ace at the wheel, but there was no alternative. "But do you know where the murder victim is?"
"Absolutely, Chief. And just to be sure, I'm bringing along my talking navigator."
He was downing his third mug of espresso and about to go out when he heard a loud, sudden crash outside the front door. He gave such a start that he spilled coffee on his jacket and a little more on his rubber boots. Cursing, he ran to see what had happened. When he opened the door, he very nearly ran into the nose of Cattarella's car.
"What are you trying to do, break through my door and into my house with your car?"
"You gotta forgive me, Chief, but there was so much mud in the driveways that a car skidded out of control. 'Twas the meteorological conditions that did it, not me."
"Put it in reverse and back up a little, otherwise I can't get out of the house."
Cattarella did as he said, and the engine roared, but the car didn't move even a quarter of an inch.
"Chief, the driveway's on a downhill hill, and the wheels can't get no traction in a bud."
"Cat, it's called mud, not bud."
"Whatever you say, Chief."
"So what are we going to do?"
"Chief, if you come outside through the veranda door and I goes in through the same, we can trade places."
"And what'll that do for us?"
"You'll drive and I'll push."
This made sense. They traded places. And after 10 minutes of heave-ho, the tires at last caught. Cattarella then took it upon himself to go and lock up the house, and when he returned, they changed places again and finally set off.